Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, today, our lesson brings us to Prince Edward Island. When I hear about Prince Edward Island, I automatically think about the movie Anne of Green Gables. Have you ever seen that movie? Well, if you haven't, I highly recommend that you watch it. Now, we're talking about Prince Edward Island. I've never been to this island, but one day I know that I will make a trip there. So today's lesson, I'm sure you probably already know, but it is called Prince Edward Island. And the question for you today is, what is the only metropolitan area on Prince Edward Island? What is the only metropolitan area on Prince Edward Island? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin. Come with me.
Prince Edward Island. Discover Canada's smallest province and one of its most beautiful islands. Isn't it splendid to think of all the things there are to find out about? It just makes me feel glad to be alive. It's such an interesting world. Lucy Maud Montgomery, author of Anne of Green Gables, wrote those words, and they very aptly apply to Montgomery and Anne's home of Prince Edward Island, PEI. Almost any scene on the island would make a stunning postcard. Red earth and sand, green patchwork fields, tidy towns and friendly people make PEI a delightful destination.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 aptly 这个副词。我们看到这个字里面有 apt。 适合的或恰当的这个形容词 所以 aptly 是指适当的 恰当的或者是巧妙的 例如 words cannot aptly describe how grateful I am for what you did for me 言语无法恰当的形容我有多么感谢你为我所付出的一切 或者是 Hawaii was aptly nicknamed the rainbow state because you can see rainbows all the time there 夏威夷恰如其分地被昵称为彩虹之州，因为你在那里一天到晚都会看到彩虹。继续我们看的是 patchwork 这个名词。patchwork 我们学过是指拼布工艺品，但是在这里是指拼凑或交织而成的事物或混合体。例如，the patchwork of green fields and hills formed a beautiful background for the painting. 绿色的山野和山丘交织成了这幅画美丽的背景。 或者是 the musical is a patchwork of different styles of music and dance. 这个音乐剧是不同风格的音乐与舞蹈的综合体。So Gabe, have you ever seen the movie Anne of Green Gables?
Yes, I have, Rebecca.
Really?
Yeah, I personally would say that it's more of a chick flick or a movie that girls appreciate or that women appreciate, but there are a lot of clever lines in the movie. I think it's a pretty well done movie and it's based on a pretty good book, right?
Absolutely. I love the movies Anne of Green Gables, Anne of Avonlea, and I've even read the book Anne of Green Gables. And I'm currently reading the other books right now.
Oh.
There's a series of them.
There's more than one?
Yeah, there's more than one. There's probably about 8 books in the series. And I'm currently reading number 3. It's called Anne of the Island.
Anne of the Island. Very nice. Well, Anne of Green Gables, wasn't she in love with a guy named Gilbert Blythe? All I know was that when I was in junior high school and some of my classmates and friends were watching these movies, all of the girls loved Gilbert Blythe. They just thought the actor was so cute. Did you think he was cute?
Well, hold on. Just one moment, Gabe.
Huh?
The interesting thing is that Anne initially was not in love with Gilbert Blythe.
Right, her friend was, Diane, right?
Yes, Diane was, and then Gilbert loved Anne, But Anne did not like Gilbert.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I forget all those details.
That's okay. I know it's been a long time since you've seen the movies.
Right.
So I just wanted to clarify that with you.
Yeah, friends, we're talking about Anne of Green Gables right now, but of course our lesson is about Prince Edward Island. You're probably wondering what we're talking about. Well, Anne of Green Gables is one thing that has made Prince Edward Island so famous.
A lot of people, when they think of Prince Edward Island, will automatically think of Anne of Green Gables. Anne Shirley, Anne with an E. That means she spells her name with an E at the end.
That's right. She makes a point of saying that
she
over and
does.
Over again. My name is Anne with an E, A-N-N-E. Well, anyway, we're going to learn about Prince Edward Island here, also nicknamed or also known as P-E-I. And we read here, discover Canada's smallest province and one of its most beautiful islands.
Beautiful island. One of its most beautiful islands. Let me tell you, Gabe, I've always wanted to go to Prince Edward Island.
Because of Anne of Green Gables?
Because of Anne of Green Gables.
See?
Anne of Green Gables is what introduced me to Prince Edward Island, just so you know. Well, anyway, let's continue on with our lesson. Isn't it splendid to think of all the things there are to find out about? Let's stop there for just a moment. That is part of a quote, and we'll finish the quote shortly. But right now, we want to talk about this phrase, to find out about something. If you find out about something, this just means that you learn about it and you discover it.
That's right, and there are so many different ways to use this phrase.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, is all about trying to find out about terrorists' plans, right? That's a very serious example of someone finding out about something. They're trying to discover something. Or perhaps you could say, I didn't find out about the concert until it was too late. Now there are no more tickets. I didn't find out about it until it was too late.
Now that is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Especially if the concert was a good one. And of course, in our lesson, though, we see this phrase, to find out about. Isn't it splendid to think of all the things there are to find out about? It just makes me feel glad to be alive. It's such an interesting world. And I think the point of this quote is that there are just so many things in the world. There are so many things that are interesting, things that we can discover. And that makes this world very interesting.
And who said this quote? Well, Lucy Maud Montgomery, author of Anne of Green Gables, wrote those words. And it's interesting because I don't know much about Lucy Maud Montgomery, but I can imagine Anne of Green Gables saying something like this. So I think that in a way, Lucy was trying to show who she was in the character that she created, Anne of Green Gables.
I do think a lot of authors do that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, not all the time, but it's a great way for them to kind of give their readers a feel of who the author is through the story. Well, anyway, so the author, Miss Montgomery, wrote these words, and they very aptly apply to Montgomery and Anne's home of Prince Edward Island, P-E-I. Almost any scene on the island would make a stunning postcard. So let's talk about that word to make, or just the word make, that you see here in our lesson. What does that mean? Well, you use this word when you want to say that something would be suitable or perfect for something else.
Right, and usually this word is followed by an adjective of some kind and then a noun. So in our lesson, any scene on the island would make a stunning postcard, right? You could also say, your sofa might make a nice place to sleep. Or this coffee shop makes a great place to study. So it's a coffee shop. It has that purpose, but it also serves another purpose. You can study there at this coffee shop.
Exactly. Well, let's continue on. Why does Prince Edward Island make a stunning postcard? Well, we read red earth and sand, green patchwork, fields, tidy towns, and friendly people make P-E-I a delightful destination. And look at that beautiful place. It's just so green.
Wait, Rebecca, is that the Anne of Green Gables Museum right there? I think that's it. Yes.
I think that's it right there. You found it.
Okay, so if you're an Anne of Green Gables fan, then Rebecca, you might want to go and visit this museum right here. It looks like it's in a very beautiful and scenic spot.
Absolutely. Well, I told you, when I get a chance, I definitely will be checking out Prince Edward Island. And, of course, I would love to stop at this museum. But I think it's really interesting that the Earth is described as being red.
Mm-hmm.
Red Earth. And red sand?
Wait, red earth and red sand?
Well, I don't know if it's red sand.
And Anne of Green Gables had red hair.
Oh,
in fact, one of her
yes.
friends called her Carrots, right?
Hey, that was Gilbert Blythe.
Yeah.
He called Anne Carrots, and that made Anne very, very upset. Do you remember what happened?
Didn't she, like, break a slate over his head or something?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I remember a lot of details.
Yeah, well, that was a good detail to remember.
That's because I have a lot of sisters.
Oh, so they watched it. Well, I remember one weekend I was sick, and many years ago, we watched Anne of Green Gables and the other movie, Anne of Avonlea, I think maybe four times that weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, so we just kept watching it over and over and over.
Well, friends, if you do want to maybe educate yourself with a little bit of culture or pop culture from that time, you should watch Anne of Green Gables, or even read the books.
Well, friends, we have more for you, so make sure you
stay tuned.
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Harvest has ended and summer is gone, quoted Anne Shirley, gazing across the shorn fields dreamily. Oh, hey, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I was just reading a little bit from the book, Anne of the Island. This is one of the books in the Anne of Green Gables series. And, of course, our lesson is talking about Prince Edward Island. And when I think of Prince Edward Island, I think of Anne Shirley and Anne of Green Gables. Well, friends, we have more to learn about this amazing place, so let's continue with our next reading. Oh, right, she and Diana Barry.
Prince Edward Island. While many communities dot the island, Charlottetown is the only one that can claim a metropolitan area, albeit a small one. About 60,000 people live in the city and surrounding area. The city's core remains relatively unchanged from its 19th century beginnings. Charlottetown's boardwalk runs alongside the water, past docks, boats, shops, and restaurants. Historic homes line the streets. Back in 1864, Charlottetown hosted the conference where the nation of Canada was born. During summer months, costume characters walk around the city and tell of its history or discuss the island's famous fictional resident, Anne Shirley.
Okay, 接下来我们看 metropolitan这个形容词。 P-O-L-I-T 这个字根有城市的意思 所以 metropolitan 是指大都会区的或者是大都市的 例如 A large percentage of the population of the New York metropolitan area is composed by immigrants 纽约大都会区的人口中有很高的百分比是由移民组成的 或者是 Vivian was drawn by the metropolitan glamour of London and decided to move there when she was only 18 Vivian 被伦敦大都会的魅力所吸引 18岁的时候就搬到伦敦了 最后我们看的是 albeit 这个连接词 albeit 的意思是指尽管或虽然 是一个比较正式的用词 例如 after private tutoring the student is making progress albeit slowly 找了家教来辅导后 这个学生有进步 虽然很缓慢 或者是 it was a great movie albeit a little too heavy for some viewers 这是部很棒的电影，虽然对有些观众而言有些太沉重。Albeit 也可以放在句首，例如 Albeit difficult, meeting the project's deadline is doable. 虽然很困难，但是要在提案前的限期前完成还是可行的。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So let's get started with this next section. We read, while many communities dot the island, Charlottetown is the only one that can claim a metropolitan area. Okay, so let's pause there for just a moment because I did ask a question earlier and I just found the answer to my question. The answer is...Charlottetown is the only metropolitan area on Prince Edward Island.
That's kind of interesting to me, actually.
Oh, why is that interesting?
Well, because even small islands, often they'll have, you know, a couple of big towns, right? But Prince Edward Island has only one big town. Actually, that's not too surprising. Have you been to Penghu?
I have not yet been to Penghu.
Not been to Penghu. Well, there's one main town called Magong.
Okay.
But then the rest is like...You know, just little countryside villages here and there, and you can ride your scooter. And maybe that's the way it is at Prince Edward Island. There's a lot of country, little villages or houses here and there, and maybe farms. It sounds like there's a lot of countryside on Prince Edward Island.
Well, that's probably one of the things that makes it so beautiful. Well, we continue on. About 60,000 people live in the city and surrounding area. The city's core...remains relatively unchanged from its 19th century beginnings. Let's talk about that word relatively. When do you use this word? Well, you use it when you're comparing something to something else.
That's right. So it says here the city's core is relatively unchanged. Okay, that means it has changed probably a little bit, but really not much.Rebecca, how long have you been in Taiwan now?
I've been here for 3.5 years.
3.5 years.
Time flies.
That's kind of a long time, but I would still say that you're relatively new to Taipei.
I guess it depends on who you compare me to.
Well, if you compare it to me, I mean, I grew up in Taiwan, so almost 30 years, you're relatively new.
Exactly. But if you compare me to someone who just got here...
Last week,
then I would say that I've been here a long time.
Yeah, or maybe you could even say that you've been here relatively a long time, right?
Exactly.
All right. So friends, yes, use this word when you're comparing, when you want to make the comparison from one thing to another.
Well, let's continue on. Charlottetown's boardwalk runs alongside the water, past docks, boats, shops, and restaurants. Sounds beautiful. Historic homes line the streets. I can just imagine what this looks like.
Well, imagine no longer. There is a picture right here. Is this Charlottetown?
This is Charlottetown.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, that looks pretty nice. Pretty quaint.
Very cute.
So we continue here. Back in 1864, Charlottetown hosted the conference where the nation of Canada was born. So there's a lot of history, for sure, to learn about if you visit Charlottetown.
During summer months, costumed characters walk around the city and tell of its history or discuss the island's famous fictional resident, Anne Shirley. So costumed characters, that would just be people who are dressed in costumes, usually during that particular time period.
Yeah, so maybe like some of the people in this photo. Obviously, there's one tourist who is taking a picture of these costumed characters or actors. They're actors of different kinds, right? But wait, if you're like acting maybe for a certain time period...Is there a word for that? Maybe you're trying to recreate.
Yes, Gabe, you are thinking of the word reenactment.
Oh.
What is a reenactment?
It's a big word.
It is a big word. That's just an event in which people reenact something that happened in the past.
Ah, yes. For example, there's a very famous war in the United States at Gettysburg. And sometimes, still, even now, they will still have reenactments of this war. People were dressed in costumes like soldiers. And as you can see here, maybe someone is dressed and people are dressed and maybe giving a reenactment of something from a different time period.
That's right. It's definitely a reenactment. Well, right now it's time for us to go and learn something new in the
InfoCloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Ken.
And I'm Pauline. Today we'd like to look at the adjectives for the word history. Yes, adjectives, plural.
The word history has two adjectives, historic and historical. Now, they may sound alike, but their meanings are slightly different.
Historic refers to what is important in history. For example, the historic first voyage to the moon.
Historic is also used to describe what is famous or interesting because of its place in history. The White House is a historic building. It has been the official residence of every U.S. president since 1800.
Historical, on the other hand, refers to whatever existed in the past, whether it's regarded as important or not. We might talk about a minor historical character.
Historical can also refer to anything concerned with history or the study of the past. For example, a historical novel.
But friends, these are not strict rules we need to memorize. While these distinctions are useful, these words are often used interchangeably. For example, we can say either historic times or historical times.
Historic 跟 historical 我们可以来做一个区分。Historic 表示历史上有名的，有历史性的。比如说 a historic occasion, 一个历史性的场合 a historic building, 一个有历史性的建筑物 historical 是指历史的史学的一个 historical character 就是一个历史人物一个 historical character 不一定很有名但在历史上有记载这个人其实 historic 跟 historical 的差别并不是那么的明显有时候他们的定义会重叠比如说古老的时期可以讲 historical times 也可以讲 historic times 这就是今天的 InfoCloud 我们下次云端见
All of this talk of Prince Edward Island. So, Gabe, what are your thoughts about Prince Edward Island?
Well, I would like to visit there, and not just because of Anne of Green Gables. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that there is a lot of beauty to see on PEI.
I think you're right. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, but make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue talking about Anne right here on
Studio Classroom.